comes in from this region. These are intelligent people.
That does not look good on the media.
Yeah, this looks good immediately.
Yeah.
I can walk into the office, just using an office concept, and just take kindness, and have this happen today. But it'll be this now. And it won't be constant. This will be constant. This starts coming through. This starts, you're being transformed in this one, people. You're always going to have to work here because it's always against your nature. You're always going to be working here. This one, this is not a transformation inside of you. This one is a work. This one up here, you're starting to be transformed into your heavenly nature, into where you're from. You're from heaven. And I just hope that you can start appreciating the real depth of John 3. And Linda's mother, they're going to take her where? Home. Her home is Colorado. Our home is heaven. That's why we get to go back to the kingdom of God. I say go back. So, well, I've never been there. Yeah, you were born from there. If you have accepted Christ as Savior, you have been born from above. You have come from above. And that's where you and I function. And that's why this is a hidden mystery. It's a hidden mystery as far as what? Planet Earth is concerned. They can't understand it. And to carry through this whole conversation tonight, people, is eventually it reveals that you are an alien, you don't belong here, and we talk about racism, and we talk about sexism, and we talk about all of this stuff, being a sexist and a racist and all. People do not like this. And what did Christ say? They hated me before they hated you. They didn't like me. They hated me. So, and if you start having me come out from you, not by your doing it, but by faith, they're going to hate you. They're going to realize you don't belong here. You're not one of us. You're an alien. You don't belong here. And they're going to start hating you. And that's what that passage that we're getting ready to go into in John is about. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. They hate it. Because I can meet this one, the unbeliever. We're no different than the unbeliever here. Unbelievers can work hard and be kind. Unbelievers can work hard for their spirit self-control. You get you a good motivational speaker, and he will teach you to behave self-control. Get you a good coach. There was a coach in high school that taught me that. You didn't have self-control, and boy, I mean, swats, duck walks, and everything else. But he was not going to have